I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. The West Central Illinois Arts Center is kicking off their 2012 season with a series of three exhibits of art by local youth. The series begins today with the work of area high school students. The exhibit opens this afternoon at 4 o'clock. The Arts Center invites you to an opening reception for the show from 6:30 until 8 this evening. Admission is free to both the exhibit and the reception. If you miss tonight, the high school exhibit will be on view through Saturday, February 11th. Tomorrow night, in Donelson, Iowa, it's a big 10th birthday for the Music Under the Water Tower series. 10 years ago, Dave Moore and Rick Ciccolo played a birthday party in Donelson, and soon after, Music Under the Water Tower, in its current form, was born. Dave Moore returns tomorrow night to Music Under the Water Tower, marking the 10th anniversary of a great local music series. The show starts at 8 o'clock at the Donelson American Legion Hall, next to the water tower. Here's a little taste of the celebration with Dave Moore.
Well, I used to go out every single night, hanging out in all the bars till the morning light. Now that I am older, I have but one regret. Half my life I can't remember, the other half I can't forget. One day I got married and I tried to settle down, but the midnight hour rolled along and I head back into town. I couldn't get enough. What's her name? Was it Claudette? And half my life I can't the other half I can't forget. And the nights flew by, and I thought they'd never end. Now my mind is worried, now my shoes are thin, and the only friend I got left is my next cigarette. And half my life I can't remember, the other half I can't forget.
A fun little track from Dave Moore. He'll be at Music Under the Water Tower in Donelson, Iowa, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Donelson American Legion Hall. Happy 10th birthday to the series. Western Illinois University's libraries will be hosting their annual book sale starting this coming Monday, lasting through Thursday, February 9th. The hours are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. each day in the staff lounge of the Leslie F. Malpas Library that's located on the first floor. The sale is open to the public. Most books are priced at just a dollar. Sales are based on a first-come, first-serve basis. There will be no early sales. All proceeds go to the Library Atrium Society for the purchase of new materials. The organizers say this year's sale will offer more store-like quality books than in years past. In the meantime, donations are still being accepted. If you have any questions or are interested in donating materials, please contact Greg Phelps at area code 309-298-2730. WYU's Libraries, their annual book sale, Monday through Thursday. The Keokuk Concert Association is very proud to present, one week from tonight, the Bottom Line Duo. That will be at 7:30 on Friday, February 10th at the Grand Theater at 26 6th Street in Keokuk. This concert is the third of the 2011 and 2012 series and features husband and wife team Spencer and Tracy Hoveskalent. They play classics as well as pop music on the double bass and the cello, blended together, along with a large portion of humor and fun. The Bottom Line Duo presents a program with roots in chamber music and an amazing repertoire of modern and popular sounds as well. The Bottom Line Duo has performed at Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and at Carnegie Hall in New York. And now they'll be in the Grand Theater in Keokuk 1 week from tonight. Tickets are $15 for single adult tickets, $5 for single children's tickets, and they'll be available at the theater prior to the performance. There is a new film festival coming to Macomb this spring. The first Corn Fed Film Fest will take place April 13th through 15th. And in advance of that festival, the Film Festival Committee is inviting young filmmakers to participate in the Student Filmmakers Competition. It will be open to students in grades 4 through 12 as well as college students. Prizes will be awarded. To help students prepare for this, two free workshops will be sponsored by the WYU Film Studies Club. These workshops will be offered on Saturday, February 11th. The first, Film Parts, Fundamentals of Film Structure, will be for students in grades 4 through 7. That will be from 8 until noon on that date and will be held in room 220 of Simpkins Hall on the WYU campus. The second workshop, the Screenplay, Investigations into the Art of Dramatic Writing, is for students in grades 8 through 12 and for college students. Yeah, will take place from 1 to 5 p.m. that afternoon in the same room in Simpkins Hall. Both workshops will be taught by Mark Dial, a filmmaker and associate director of Western Illinois University's University Television. There is no fee for the workshops, but registration is required by February 8th. You can find more information at the festival's website, www.cornfedfilmfest.net. Next Saturday is also Eagle Day at Dixon Mounds Museum, and they're holding a festival in conjunction with it all day. The event is co-sponsored by the Fulton County Arts Council, the Mason County Arts Council, the Havana Nature Center, the Nature Conservancy, the Havana Library District, the Lewiston Chamber, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's free and open to the public and includes two special exhibits, the Illinois Winter Wildlife Photography Show and Eagle Art and Poetry, created by students from Fulton and Mason counties. From 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, there will also be activities available for students in the museum's Discovery Center. And at 4 p.m., the day will end with the Eagle Art and Poetry Award Ceremony. Eagle Day Festival at Dixon Mounds Museum, which is located between Lewiston and Havana off Illinois Routes 78 and 97. That's next week, a week from tomorrow. And then that night in Macomb, you have a chance to hear a singer-songwriter. Red House recording artist Cliff Eberhart will be live here at Tri-States Public Radio for one of our celebration concerts. That's Saturday night, February 11th, at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available at 1-800-895-2912 or online at tristatesradio.com. Cliff Eberhart.
Remind me of the things I like. Smell like the spring in the summertime. What am I gonna do when the summertime ends and the leaves begin to fall? I like everything that you like to do. Even like the way I depend on you. What am I gonna do when the wintertime comes and there ain't no one to call? What'll I do when you go back home? What'll I do when I'm all alone? What'll I do all my time if I can't make up your mind? You remind me of the things I love, the deep blue sea and the stars above. Your bright red hair is the color of the trees when the leaves begin to fall.
The artist is singer Cliff Eberhart, one of the cornerstones of the Greenwich Village New Folk Movement. And he'll be bringing a bit of that revival right here to Tri-States Public Radio for a celebration concert a week from tomorrow night. For tickets, call 1-800-895-2912 or visit us online at tristatesradio.com. The celebration concerts are sponsored by Shea Willie's, Barnyard Guitars, the Shops of the Taylor Block, and the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency. And next weekend will be a busy one for the Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra. On Saturday night, February 11th, they'll be at the Memorial Auditorium in Burlington at 7:30 with their winter concerts. The program includes Dukas' Sorcerer's Apprentice, Sibelius' Pujola's Daughter, the Young Artist Competition winner for this year, and the Symphony No. 2 in C Minor by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky, his Little Russian Symphony. Then, on Sunday, the orchestra will perform two concerts at 3 p.m. at the IHCC St. John Auditorium in Ottumwa, and then at 7:30 that night at the IWC Chapel Auditorium in Mount Pleasant. The Southeast Iowa Symphony Orchestra in full swing next weekend. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.